WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward is beginning a series of pieces on one-hit wonders, groups that hit the charts with a mighty blaze and then vanished. A lot of the time, the songs that brought the glory were novelties, but in the case of the J-Nets and Sally Go Round the Roses, Ed says the song was great.
There are very few records as mysterious as this one. It's a chant repeating itself over and over for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. The words change very slightly, but the story remains veiled in mystery. The record was cut in 1963 by the J-Nets, four Bronx girls who had been recording without success since 1956 for a variety of tiny record labels. Before this record, for instance, they'd cut something called We Belong to Each Other on the Goldie label. Somehow, Abner Spector, no relation to Phil Spector, decided to sign them to a new label he'd started called Tuff. Its trademark was a boxing glove. The J-Nets' names were Mary Sue Wells, Ethel Davis, Ada Ray, and Yvonne Bushnell. Somewhere I seem to remember reading that Mary Sue Wells' mother was their manager, and that she let them practice at her place and kept after them to stay in school. Certainly the fact that they'd been professionals, even at a low level, for 7 years before they hooked up with Spector indicates a great deal of commitment, a great deal of faith. But where was Spector's faith in the J-Nets? When the record came out, the B-side was Sally Go Round the Roses Sing Along Without the J-Nets. The next two records he put out by them, Keep an Eye on Her and Snowman, Snowman, Sweet Potato Nose, had the same sort of B-sides. Maybe there was just so much tape. Maybe he was trying to make sure nobody played the wrong side. If you're interested, those two songs, along with No Love at All, their last for Tuff, are on the J-Nets album, Sally Go Round the Roses, which ought to set you back about $50.
Sally Go Round.
Sally Go Round the Roses is a jump rope game. I don't know how it's played, but the chorus of this song could be heard on playgrounds 30 years ago. The J-Nets made up the rest. What was Sally's secret, the one the roses wouldn't tell? Sally Go Round the Roses was one of the best-selling records of 1963, getting as high as number 2. It was one of the very last vocal group records to be a smash hit before the Beatles came along and changed the rules of the game. It's an amazing performance. The J-Nets sing louder and softer. The instrumental backing, that's allegedly Buddy Miles on drums, by the way, is subtle, with a reed organ playing a tiny cue to start each verse. What was Sally's secret? What's the mystery of this song? What was it that caught people's ears and made them buy it? A lesbian from Harlem I once met told me that it was the traditional last dance in the bars she frequented. Grace Slick later recorded it with her band, The Great Society. I don't need to tell you this. They didn't come close.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle, and he's the co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.